Hey, good morning, everybody. I got some laryngitis. Bear with me, but we start off with a pop quiz question. Tom Cruise, Bruce Willis, Ashton Kutcher, and others were all high school wrestlers. But name the name of the former high school wrestler turned a celebrity with the best win-loss record. Was it Pee Wee Herman, Garth Brooks, or Robin Williams? Answer in just a minute. And yes, all three of those guys actually did wrestle in high school. Love Nuggets, there's an old saying that for every beautiful woman out there, there's a guy going out on her. And apparently that's what happened to Jennifer Lopez, with word that her boy toy Casper has been wandering off the reservation with women. Movie review, The Fault of Our Stars. This is a tearjerker about two teens who fall in love while fighting cancer. The novel sold millions and will sell even more movie tickets. Gus is an amputee who falls for Hazel, who's fighting thyroid cancer. Hazel shares her favorite book with Gus, and Gus suggests that they go on an adventure to try to find the author, who is in Amsterdam. Predictable, over the top, but a terrific film. Rated PG-13, 2 hours long, 4 stars. Odds and ends, Stanley Cup playoffs started last night here in L.A. L.A. beat New York. Celebrity King fans that were there showing their support: Jack Nicholson, Jim Parsons, Will Ferrell, Vince Vaughn, Tom Hanks, Leonardo DiCaprio. Jane Fonda is getting the AFI, America Film Institute, Lifetime Achievement Award. I still can't forgive Jane Fonda for going to Hanoi and hanging out with the Viet Cong when we were in war with them. I'm surprised she didn't go hang out with Bin Laden after 9/11. But hey, that's just me. And who has the best record as a celebrity when he was a high school wrestler? Garth Brooks, Robin Williams, Pee Wee Herman.
I'm going to guess Robin Williams.
You're right. It is Robin Williams. Wow. Good job. Hey, have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully with a better voice. Mike Evans, see you.